Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Volter dictating an endoscopy report on patient Heather Waller, date of birth 4/29/1985. Date of procedure is 5/17/2024. Date of birth is 4/29/1985. Physicians Dr. Evgeny Volter Duo, referring physicians Dr. Karun Simbat. Procedure performed is ileocolonoscopy. Next line. Sorry, ileocolonoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication of procedure is Crohn's disease, comma, history of two small bowel resections. Next line. And description procedure. Informed consent is obtained. Period. Possible complications of procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as lung interval strength. Patient brought to the anesthesia suite. Place in the lateral position. Sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. A digital rectal exam was normal. A well-lubricated lumbus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision for the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal. A well-lubricated lumbus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced to the neoterminal ileum. Careful examination was made. Of multiple anastomotic areas within the ileum. Sorry, delete that. Careful examination made of the neoterminal ileum just past the most proximal anastomosis, comma, both of the anastomotic areas, as well as the ileocolonic anastomosis, comma, the cecum slash appendiceal orifice, comma, the ascending colon, comma, the hepatic flexure, the transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum, period. Boston Bell Prep score was graded as a 9, 3-3-3, good prep period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. There were three areas of anastomosis in the neoterminal ileum, period. The most proximal ileal anastomosis, demonstrated 2 to 3 small ulcerations. Some of the more distal ilio anastomosis demonstrated 3 to 4 punctate ulcers. And the most proximal iliocolonic, the most distal iliocolonic anastomosis did not reveal evidence of any ulcers, period. In total, there were greater than 5 aphthous ulcers noted at the anastomotic areas. However, in the area between the anastomosis, the mucosa appeared normal, period. This would be graded as Rutgeertz, Rutgeertz, I2A disease, period. Biopsies were obtained in the neoterminal ileum for further evaluation and histology. Next line. Biopsies are obtained in the right, transverse, and left colon for further evaluation given history of IBD. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were small, noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months for reevaluation after a patient has been on the Humira for a prolonged period of time to assess response to medication. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled.